And we're back, hour number two here of the early show. Tuesday, October the 15th, 2019, 15 minutes past the hour, and we're back here after, two-week and one-day absence, but we're back every morning, 8:10 a.m. to 10 a.m., and by the caller response in hour number one, it sounds like our listeners are still there, and we appreciate that so much. I was so glad to hear that Swap Shop with Glenn Coble went over so well last week. I was talking with Glenn last night, and Swap Shop is on every Thursday from 12:15 to 1 p.m., our version of what was Tradio. On WMRN, did people enjoy the Swap Shop last week? Does anybody have any comment on that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I was calling in because in today's paper, the Department of Aging is accepting nominations for their Senior Citizens Hall of Fame, and I thought it would be good to nominate Charlie.
Well,
if the listeners, they have to be, I'll tell you a little bit what it says. You have to be 60 and older and or have been born in Ohio or lived here 10 years, and they have to make a contribution or continue to an impact on their community's profession or vocation. And in 40 years, they've inducted, it says 400 and I believe 86. So they're doing about 12 people, I figured, a year. And they have to be received by November the 29th, excuse me, of this year, to be considered to be for the inductions in May of next year. And I thought if people, because I have to get on the internet and to find out what all Charlie's done and everything, but I thought if a lot of the listeners wanted to send in, I don't have the department, the address for that Department of Aging in Columbus, but I think that'd be kind of neat, don't you?
Yeah, I think it'd be good. I think certainly Charlie has done a lot and certainly deserves that honor to be in that Hall of Fame. So people just mail the nominations to the Ohio Department of Aging?
Yeah, but I'm going to put what all he did, like Lady Justice, the fair, his cancer, bicycling, and I'm just going to list a lot of stuff. Like his isn't money-wise, where like if you nominated Wexler, he's got money, and that's about all he's done is that, you know, his business. Where Charlie's done everything, not money-wise, of his own free time. And
well, that's true.
You know, yep. A lot of them will probably put people in businesses, but I think when you do it of your own free time and, you know, there's not money involved, I think that's more important than the money part, so...
I would agree with you. So it's in today's Marion Star.
And, uh-huh. Yeah. And if people have a, well, some get it, I guess, on the computer, but I don't know an email address if Charlie has one to look up his, what all he's done and everything. But I thought, you know, I don't know if you wanted to advertise it, because I didn't want him to hear. I just want him to be listening and know about it.
Right. Medicine and why she wanted me to try that. And I...
Hello? Hello?
Well, now that was very odd. Now, what in the world was that? Boy, I don't know what happened there. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, somebody cut in or something, so...
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
I don't either. So, if anybody wanted to, it's just the Department of Aging. If I find the address, I can tell you later. But it has to be received by November the 29th, so they have, what, a little over a month, I guess, to do it.
Oh, okay, so they have about a month to do it. It's in today's Marion Star, and it just goes to the Department of Aging.
But it's in Columbus.
You know, I'm sure if you go to Google and put in Charlie Evers, Marion, Ohio Radio, I'm sure his biography would come up.
Okay, I'll write that down, because I don't do computers. I'll have to have somebody else to do it. Charlie Evers what now?
Probably Charlie Evers, Marion, Ohio Radio.
Okay. Because I thought I'd list a bunch of stuff and everything, because it'll be in Columbus paper. Well, I imagine it'll be about every paper that is in Ohio, so.
Right.
And I thought what the listeners would, if a lot of people would send in, that might make a difference where other people wouldn't think of that or something, so.
Yeah, well, hey, I think it's a good idea, and I think that's a good way to figure it out. And I appreciate you for calling in this morning.
Yeah, are you back on the air now?
I'm back every morning from 8 to 10.
Oh, I see. I didn't know that, because when I turn it on, usually it would be a rerun. And today I just happened to turn it on, and I got you, and I wasn't for sure you were live or not.
Yep. So. Started back today.
Okay, then.
Hey, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And we certainly hope that everybody listens every morning. I don't know what that cut-in was. That was a weird, weird thing. Something cut in and then the phone disconnected. You know, you never know with the phones what's going on. But that certainly sounds like a good idea. And if the listeners want to spearhead something like that for Charlie, I think that's very nice. But if you wanted Charlie's biography, I'm sure if you went to Google and searched Charlie Evers, Marion, Ohio radio, I imagine it would come up. Now, what do people think of that? That's a very interesting idea. Does anybody have any thoughts on Glenn Coble's swap shop? I hear that it went well last week. I think Glenn was telling me last night that nine phone calls in the 40 minutes he was on, and seven were people selling things, and two were just people calling in and saying they enjoyed the program. Are people enjoying the swap shop here on WWGH Radio, our version of Tradio, every Thursday from 12:15 to 1 p.m.? Is everybody happy to see that return? Is there anybody who listened to that last week who enjoyed the program? Give me a call here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The morning show now has returned here, and Swap Shop is on here. And if it goes extremely well, we will probably extend Swap Shop to more days than one. Right now, it sounds like one is about right with nine phone calls. But if it grows, who knows what will happen? Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Does anybody have any comments on the conversation that we were having in hour number one about ground beef and things you can do with it and recipes and ground chuck and quantities you can buy of it? Kind of our conversation about meat this morning, which was an interesting conversation because I did not plan that would be the conversation this morning. But I like doing this show because we have all these particular twists and turns that go on. So that's always fun. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, John, on Swap Shop. I listened last week. Of course, Mickey Moore had a phone number. Yeah, it called in. People were interested in it. And once the word gets out, as you just said, you might be able to expand it another day. But it'll take a while. But I think it'll take off.
Yeah, I think, as you know, if it becomes a point where Glenn's getting wall-to-wall calls, I'm sure we will extend it.
Right.
Thank you.
Because I was the first caller to give away some gas. And then he had calls after that. So, you know, I think it'll work.
Hey, well, I appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah, the swap shop, as I talked to Glenn last night, I hear went very well for the first outing. Nine calls is pretty good in a 40-minute period for something that's brand new, first episode. It'll be on again this Thursday from 12:15 to 1 p.m., and hopefully the response will be as great. Do people enjoy listening to it again? Do people enjoy having it there again? That is the question. 740-383-9944. Now, let's take the call here. Another call is always good. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I think your swap shop will be fine once people learn about it. Today was the first day I heard about it, so I think you'll be overrun with calls once they know.
So you did not get a chance to listen to it last week?
I did not.
Oh, okay. But hopefully you'll get to listen to it this week.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah. Thursday, 12 to 1.
12 or 12:15?
What, 12:15. 12:15
to 1. 12:15 to 1.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's a positive. There's another listener for the swap shop on Thursday. Yes, the time for the swap shop is every Thursday from 12:15 until 1 p.m. And I think Charlie even got a call last week during his show about the swap shop. But from what when I was talking to Glenn last night, I understand the person who called during Charlie's show did not call back during the swap shop, so I'm sorry they didn't get on. But for anybody who's interested, the time is Thursday, 12:15 to 1 p.m. That's when the swap shop is on. And if it becomes a case that Glenn is getting wall-to-wall calls, of course, we will extend that past what it is at this particular point. Now, we got through that. 740-383-9944. Does anybody have any more conversation or interesting thing to say in regard to the conversation we were having on meat, oddly enough, chicken, turkey, ground beef from hour number one? Feel free to come in. Also, if you would like to talk about the swap shop, give us a call. 740-383-9944. Like I say, tell people about the morning show here, 8 to 10 a.m. Tell people about the swap shop Thursday, 12 to 1. Tell people about the Charlie Evers Show Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. We try to serve the public here, and if there's ever anything you would like to send in to have us mention on the air, just give me an email, Scott at WWGH1071.com. Now, this is something I meant to talk about in hour number one, and we've got, what do we got here, 25 minutes, 26 minutes past the hour, so we got about a little over a half hour left in the show this morning. It's kind of strange. Now, this is not, I guess this is political in a way, but not really. The other night, because I think with the elections coming up, we're starting to be bombarded with yard signs and people knocking on our door and billboards and things of that nature and people on the Facebook putting up political posts. And this came to me over the weekend. Now, I said on Sunday that I was going to make a political announcement. Now, of course, it had nothing to do with running for office or endorsing anybody because we don't do that. I don't do that. But here is what worries me. And I'm not talking about nationally, and I'm not talking even about statewide at this point. What I'm talking about is locally, because this particular election, we have the mayor. There's going to be a mayoral, I always say that wrong, mayoral race. There's going to be a race for auditor. There's going to be a race for every seat on city council. Now, some are unopposed, but most seats are up for grabs for city council. Now, here was the announcement that I made, and this is what kind of worries me when it comes to local races. All the years that I've been in Marion and all the years that I've been covering elections here in Marion, when it came to the local elections, the Republican and Democrat did not seem to matter. It did not seem to matter what party the person was from. People just voted for the best person for the job. Now, about 3 years ago, I started to notice this trend, and I don't know what it's based upon, and I don't know what has started it, but it seems like that people are just voting down party lines, even locally. And I don't know why that's happening. Because locally, I don't know that the Republican and Democratic label of the candidate really means anything. I mean, I guess it does in a kind of a backdoor kind of way, but when it comes to your city council people, or it comes to your mayor, or it comes to your auditor, I don't know that it matters if they're a Republican or a Democrat. We're talking about Marion city issues, and what is baffling to me is I would think that most people would vote for the person who had the best ideas for Marion. When it came to mayor. And when it comes to a city council race, if you live in that person's ward, I would think that you would vote for the best person who had the ideas for that ward, which really are not going to be Democratic and Republican issues. And what I'm fearful of is people are going to the voting booth and not knowing either one of the candidates, and they're just voting Republican or they're just voting Democrat because that's what party they signify themselves with. And this is how we get kind of bad people in office.
And by bad people, what I'm saying is people who don't really know the job, who really haven't put a lot of effort into trying to get elected, and probably don't know what they're doing. So what I'm just hopeful, because we've seen this trend for 3 years where people tend to be voting down party lines. And I'm just hoping that when it comes to local races, whatever you do nationally or whatever you do statewide, that's your own business. But when it comes to local, where you can actually meet the candidates, where you could actually call the candidate up, where you could actually look the candidate up, I really hope that people are doing some research if they're voting in that election. And they're not just voting because of the Republican or Democratic sign, letter, next to their name. Now, does anybody have any opinion on this? Give me a call, 740-383-9944. This got a lot of play on Facebook. A lot of people made comments about this, some in a good way, some in a not-so-good way, and I'm just not sure what's going on locally to where we're not voting for the person. Because as I say, it's not hard to find these people. If you're voting for city council, if you're voting for the mayor, if you're voting for auditor, you can find these people. You can probably call them up if you have any questions about what they're doing. And a lot of times locally, we don't even know what people are for because we don't hear them speak. The media really doesn't cover it to any large degree. It's interesting, as our media has become more limited here in Marion. So my feeling is nationally, statewide, if you want to vote for a certain political party, I understand that in a way. But locally, I don't understand it. I don't understand why people on the local level are voting party lines. I would think that if you were a Democrat and you know the Republican who's running for your city council seat, and that Republican is somebody who has good ideas and you like, I would think you would vote for them. Because I don't know. I mean, does anybody have an idea what Democrat and Republican means in a city council race? I mean, I don't even know what that would mean. The issues that face people's neighborhoods are not Democratic and Republican issues. There are things like, do people have their grass cut? Are people safe in their neighborhood? Does a traffic light need to be put up? Does a crosswalk need to be put up? They don't seem to be Democrat and Republican issues, so I'm not sure why we're voting that way. Because on a local level, there is such a thing as having unqualified people doing these jobs who probably would not do a good job. And to me, a sign of somebody not doing a good job is if they're not out campaigning a lot, if they're not coming on and talking to the media. You would think that they would want to tell people what they're going to do and not just expect to be elected because of their party affiliation. I don't know. It's become very strange on the local level. That's all I know. Does anybody feel this same way or have anything to say about this? Weigh in here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 33 minutes past the hour here on the early show on WWGH Radio. And kind of in this vein, what do you think are the big issues facing Marion? And what are you happy with? What changes have you seen that you really are enjoying? The other night, Sunday night, I was out on Route 95, and I was in the parking lot of TJ Maxx, and I see the Panda Express going up, and I think, boy, isn't that great? And has anybody ever figured out what's going in next door to Jimmy John's? They seem to be doing a lot of work there, but I don't know what's going on next door to Jimmy John's. Has anybody ever figured that one out? And we've also heard, we made announcements on this station, that Dunkin' Donuts is possibly coming, and I think they're just called Dunkin' now. not called Dunkin' Donuts anymore, might be coming to the little strip mall there where the Carlisle restaurant is. Has anybody heard any more things about any of these businesses in Marion? Have you heard about anything coming to Marion, possibly down here to downtown where we are, or any other place? Do you think the Panda Express will be a success? I know they're putting it up awful fast, and I know there's a lot of talk about it coming in, and I know that a lot of the Chinese restaurants around here have done very well, but what do you think this one will do? Any thoughts? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Any thoughts on the political landscape here in Marion? What do you like that's been going on? What do you dislike that's been going on? What do you think could be done to change Marion in a positive way? Have you heard anything about the Panda Express? Have you heard anything about the Dunkin' Donuts? Have you heard anything about what's going in next door to Jimmy John's? Any talk of any of this? 740-383-9944. And we also heard, I can't remember if I heard it on a show here on the station or if somebody called in, but there was some talk at one point about a hotel going up, I believe, somewhere out by Kohl's. Has anybody heard anything more about that hotel that is possibly going up somewhere out near Kohl's? I always forget the name of that street. Now, that's not University Drive. Is that Phoenix Drive? Is that where the street that Kohl's is on and Sonic and Arby's and all those? What's the name of that street? A lot of businesses on that street. Starbucks, Kohl's, Dollar Tree. I believe there's a Great Clips haircut place out there. But I can't think of the name of that street. There's a drugstore there on the end. We have a lot of drugstores in Marion. I noticed that. That's one of the popular things. But if you need to get the prescriptions filled, I guess that's what you do. Phone lines are wide open, 37 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What is on your mind this morning here in Marion, Ohio? We would love to hear. Now, the other night, I did a special show in the evening. I believe it was last Wednesday night. And we had two new trivia questions that had to do with coffee, because we've talked so much about coffee here on the station. And we did not get either one of these questions answered, but I thought I would ask them again this morning here, with about a little over 20 minutes left in the program, and see if there's any response when it comes to these two questions. Now, here's the questions about coffee. Does anybody know the most famous coffee drinker that was a president? We're going to take this call first. Then we'll come back to what we're talking about. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I just heard you asking about what the name of that street was out there where Kohl's is and all that.
Yes.
The name of that is McMahon Boulevard.
McMahon Boulevard. That's right.
Yes.
Now, have you heard anything about the hotel that's supposed to go up out there?
I have not.
Okay, McMahon Boulevard, you have got... Hey, thanks for calling.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. That's what it is, McMahon Boulevard. Because McMahon Boulevard is where Kohl's and all those are, and I think University Boulevard is the one that connects 309 to 95. I think that's University. Do I have that right? University connects 309... to 95, and McMahon Boulevard is the one with Kohl's and Starbucks and Sonic and all those restaurants. 740-383-9944. Now, here are the two trivia questions. And if you get these right and you want a pair of tickets to the Columbus Zoo, we have those. Those are good through the first of the year, and we have some tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds left, which are good through the end of this month. But they both have to do with coffee here. What famous coffee drinker
who was a president of the United States, drank a gallon of coffee a day? That's the question. What famous coffee drinker who was a president of the United States drank over a gallon of coffee a day? And they say coffee is supposed to be good for you. So is this one of the presidents who lived a long time? That's an interesting question. There's only, what, 46 possibilities that this could be? We've only had 46 presidents. The most famous coffee-drinking president who drank over a gallon of coffee a day. Who was that? Now, the other question that that we had was, before coffee, what did Americans used to drink with their breakfast? There was actually a very popular drink in the morning that predated coffee that Americans used to have with their breakfast. What was that? So here are the two questions that have to do with coffee. Before coffee came to America, what was the popular drink that Americans used to have with their breakfast? And the second question, who is the most famous coffee-drinking president? Drank over a gallon of coffee a day. Does anybody know who that would have been? 41 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who was the famous coffee-drinking president who drank over a gallon of coffee a day? And what did Americans used to drink with their breakfast before coffee? What was the popular breakfast beverage? 740-383-9944. If you just want to call in to answer the question, do that. But if you would like some tickets to the Columbus Zoo, which are good through the first of the year, we have those. Or if you would like some tickets to Jack Cannon's Wilds, which are good through the end of this month, we have those as well. Does anybody know their facts about coffee? What were Americans drinking for breakfast before coffee? Americans used to have another famous drink in the morning before coffee came to America. And who was the famous coffee-drinking president? Drank a gallon of coffee a day. Who would that have been? 740-383-9944. Now, I said this the other night, and I still find this interesting. How would you know that this president drank a gallon of coffee a day? I mean, did people follow him around every day just to see if he drank his gallon of coffee? And a gallon of coffee, this also brings up an interesting question. How many cups of coffee are in a gallon? Now, we know traditional cups, like measuring cups, we know how many cups are in a gallon, but a measuring cup is not a coffee cup. So how many coffee cups would you have to drink of coffee to drink a gallon of coffee a day? Maybe it's not a whole lot. How many coffee cups are in a gallon? Because my thinking is that a coffee cup probably a mug is what I'm talking about here, a coffee cup mug. There's probably more in that than a measuring cup of coffee. A measuring one cup, I think there'd probably be maybe one cup and a quarter, 1 1/4 cups of coffee in a coffee mug. Do you think that's right? Anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-383-9944, 43 minutes past the hour. I'll give you one more question here as well when it comes to coffee, because I think these are interesting questions. Who was the famous spokesperson for coffee in the 60s and 70s? The most famous spokesperson for coffee in the 60s and 70s. Does anybody know who that would have been? So we have, who was the most famous spokesperson for coffee in the 60s and 70s? What president drank a gallon of coffee every day? Most famous drinking coffee president. The most famous coffee drinking president, I think, is what we want to say. And what were Americans drinking for breakfast before coffee? What did you, if you were having your bacon and eggs or your pancakes or your waffles, what were you drinking with them before coffee came on the market? Now, you can have the Columbus Zoo tickets, or you can have the Wilds tickets, or you can just call in and show us how smart you are by answering the question. 740-383-9944. Now, other questions on the table this morning as well. What does Marion need? What do you see the future being? Do you think we're on an upturn? I hear a lot of talk of that lately. What do the people out there listening think? Do you think we're on the right path when it comes to Marion? I know there was an article, I think, in the Marion Star this past weekend, and I think it was 12 people under the age of 40 who were making a difference in Marion. The future leaders, I think, is what they called them. I think that's a nice thing. Nice article to go up. Go ahead, caller. Did we lose our caller? All right. Okay. Go ahead, caller.
The spokesperson, was it Mrs. Olson?
It was Mrs. Olson.
And was that for Folgers?
You know, I think she did work for Folgers. I was trying to picture Mrs. Olson. Do you remember what she did or looked like?
I think she looked like the typical housewife back in the 60s. You know, in the dress and the hair, short hair that was kind of curled and fixed up. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I was trying to remember why she was a popular spokesperson in these commercials. I can't remember what she did.
Other than just being a housewife, I think, and just promoting the coffee. I don't know.
Yeah,
I was just a kid.
Yeah, well, I'm with you. Well,
Mrs. Olson just sounded, and then wasn't it Juan Valdez? Wasn't he the coffee guy?
Yep. I remember he came in, and there was also another famous coffee character, but I think it came later, and I think it was a male, but I was trying to remember who it was.
I don't know.
Yeah. But it's interesting how everybody seems to remember Mrs. Olson, but I can't remember if she was just somebody's wife or if she worked in a diner, or
I thought she was just at home. I don't know.
Yeah, it's interesting to try to remember these things.
Yep.
Well, I thank you for calling in.
And I'm glad you're back, Scott.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Does anybody remember Mrs. Olson? Now, that would have been the famous coffee character from the 60s and 70s. But who was Mrs. Olson? Was she played by a famous actress? Was she just a housewife? Did she work in a restaurant? Seems to me what I remember about Mrs. Olson is she had an apron on, and I think she was kind of an older lady, if I remember right, who was just always around pouring coffee. But I don't, what was it for Folgers? Was that the company that she was trying to promote? I can't remember too much about Mrs. Olson. I just know she was very popular. I know she was associated with coffee, but does anybody have the background information on Mrs. Olson? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I think I remember an older lady who was in an apron, who always had some coffee with her, who was doing something. Obviously pushing that brand of coffee is what she was doing. But beyond that, I don't remember Mrs. Olson. Does anybody else? 740-383-9944. Now, the other two questions are, who was the famous coffee-drinking president? Drank a gallon of coffee a day. the famous coffee-drinking president who drank a gallon of coffee every day. I don't know how this person ever slept. Or does anybody know what Americans used to drink before coffee for breakfast? What was the popular morning beverage of Americans before coffee? Does anybody know? Now, here's a question as well. Now, this doesn't have anything to do with trivia, but where do you think the best breakfast is in Marion? Because the other night when I was going out to eat with one of these friends that I was with, they were talking about getting breakfast for dinner. And I got to thinking, you know, where would you get a good breakfast in Marion? Who has the best breakfast? Now, a few weeks ago, we were talking about, it just went out of my head. The restaurant that used to be over on Delaware Avenue. It was Mark Pie's at one point. It was Frisch's, I think, at one point. But there was another restaurant in there that was particularly a breakfast place, as I remember it. How did I forget that? We had talked about that on this show. Does anybody remember us talking about that? It was where CVS is now, out on Delaware Avenue. It had been a Mark Pies. I believe House of Hunan had started there. And it had also been a Frisch's. But there was another restaurant in there before the Chinese places came in. Started out as a Frisch's, then became something else. And then it became Mark Pies, and then it became House of Hunan. But there was another restaurant in there that used to have a great breakfast. Does anybody? Oh, we had the name of it at one point. I'm looking here to see if I had written it down. See, if I don't write it down, I obviously have no memory of it at all. Oh, what was the name of that restaurant? It wasn't Ike's, because Ike's is where Denny's was. It wasn't the Grand Buffet. It wasn't the L&K. Gosh, what was the name of that restaurant that was on Delaware Avenue before the Chinese restaurants, but after Frisch's, right there where CVS is now? How in the world did I forget that? We had the name of it there for a while. I remember a lot of people calling in talking about how they had eaten there. Does anybody remember the name of that place? But they had a good breakfast. Matter of fact, I think they were primarily known for their breakfast. 740-383-9944. But the question that it leads me to now is if you were giving... Okay, oh, I hope this is it. To refresh my brain, what was the name of that place? Go ahead, caller.
It was Ross's Restaurant.
Ross's, that's what it was.
Yep.
And they now what they were primarily known for their breakfast, right?
Yep.
So where would you
Ross loved it.
Where would you go today if you wanted to have a good breakfast?
Oh. Probably Bob Evans.
Bob Evans? Working.
I'm not a big fan of Denny's, but I suppose you could go there. Or there's Barry's downtown on Main Street, and good breakfast. I'm not sure about Attaboy's, if they serve breakfast or not.
I'm not sure. I know Byrie's does a great job with breakfast, from what I understand.
Yeah.
So there are still good places to go, but I was trying to think of a local place that still had a good breakfast.
Well, some people say Marion Diner is good for breakfast, and that's it.
Well, I've been to Marion Diner. It's not a bad experience.
Well, I think breakfast is fine.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people go there.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I thank you for Ross's. Thank you.
All right.
Ross's, that was it. Ross's, which was right down here on Delaware Avenue, not too far from where we are, where the CVS is now, right there close to the towers, and they used to be known primarily for breakfast. But my question is, if you were going to recommend a breakfast for somebody in 2019, and you were going to say, okay, this is where you want to go in Marion for breakfast, and this is what you would want to order, what would that be? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody have a favorite breakfast hangout or a place that they enjoy going to have breakfast here in Marion? And our two trivia questions are still out that have to do with breakfast. Who was the famous coffee-drinking president who drank a gallon of coffee every day? Coffee-drinking president who drank a gallon of coffee every day. Or what was the famous American breakfast drink before coffee? Before coffee became the breakfast drink of America, what did we have before coffee? What did we used to drink with our breakfast? 740-383-9944. We do have Columbus Zoo tickets. We do have tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds. Or if you just want to call in and answer the question, feel free to do so. The morning show is back up and running here on WWGH Radio every weekday from 8:10 until 10 a.m. Tell your friends. And of course, later on today, we have the Adam the Computer Guy show from 2:10 to 3 p.m. Then we have Voice of a People with Linda Sims from 4:10 to 5 p.m. And the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker from 5:10 until 6 p.m. today, right here on WWGH Radio. Tomorrow morning, we'll kick off the morning with this program, the early show, 8:10 until 10 a.m. Then we'll have the Charlie Evers Show, 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon, and then a Progressive Life with Glenn Goebel, 12:10 to 1 p.m. And also Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman returns tomorrow night, 4:10 until 5 p.m. every Wednesday here on WWGH Radio. Nobody has any recommendations for breakfast. That is a sad thing. Nobody has a favorite breakfast haunt. Remember when people used to go out for breakfast every morning before they went to work? I say, oh, okay, what do you want to do? Let's go out for breakfast. And I'll tell you, there used to be a restaurant in Marion that had great strawberry pancakes. Does anybody know that? Does anybody know the restaurant that I'm thinking about in Marion that had the most delicious strawberry pancakes? I can still see them. They would cook the pancakes, and the pancakes were good. They were nice and fluffy. And then you would get this strawberry syrup and real strawberries on top with a dollop of whipped cream.
Go ahead, caller.
Oh, I don't know about the strawberry pancakes, but I liked Perkins breakfast.
Perkins does have a good breakfast. Is there any particular thing you would get when you'd go to Perkins?
Either the Granny's omelet or the Magnificent Seven.
Perkins has always had a good breakfast. Now, what is on the Granny's omelet?
Right at this moment, I can't remember exactly because I think it has the green peppers and the ham and cheese.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was good. Well, hey, I thank you for calling.
Well, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Now, see, there we go. Those are the type of calls we like. Give us a call, 740-383-9944, 58 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. But, boy, I remember these pancakes. Do you know what place I'm talking about? They had the fluffy pancakes, and then they'd have the real strawberries on top, which were warmed up, so the strawberries would just easily kind of break apart. And then they had that strawberry glaze that just kind of drizzled over the pancakes, and then they had that whipped cream on top. Boy, was that delicious. See, we're during the breakfast time here. This is making me hungry. Any last calls on our trivia questions here? Does anybody know who the famous coffee-drinking president was? A gallon of coffee a day is what they used to eat. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, I wanted to let you know that that was Teddy Roosevelt that drank a gallon of coffee per day.
That was Teddy Roosevelt. He must have, you know, he was a busy guy, I would guess.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Did you know that off the top of your head?
No, I did not. I was so stumped on the question that I had to go and Google it.
Well, nothing wrong with, hey, I thank you for listening and thank you for the answer.
No problem. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
It was Teddy Roosevelt. Teddy Roosevelt drank a gallon of coffee a day. Can you imagine? Old T.R., the man who is the namesake of the teddy bear. We can take one more call today. If somebody'd like to get in with any question or comment, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The only question we did not get answered this morning was, what did Americans used to drink with breakfast before coffee? Does anybody know the answer to that? What did Americans used to drink with breakfast before the old coffee? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, the pancakes. Are you talking about Bob Evans?
Not Bob Evans, but that's a good guess. Thank you.
No, the pancakes I was talking about with the drizzle and the strawberries and the strawberry glaze and the whipped cream, not Bob Evans. But I do think Bob Evans has a good breakfast, although I don't think I've ever had the pancakes there, to be honest with you. But that brings us to the end of the program today. Much more programming here on WWGH Radio, and I'll be back tomorrow morning. So keep coming back and tell your friends who maybe used to listen to this program that we're back on every morning, 8:10 to 10 a.m. For this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Egotistical jerk.
What do you really think about it?
But he knows enough to make millions. I guess we can't put him down for that.
We can't put him down.
Because we don't know how much he owes.
He would not have a chance. I'm sorry. But I'm really, no, he's got a lot of
the money
he can put behind him. But how